Latino influence is growing in America across the board, including in conservation issues and outdoor recreation. One of the people leading this charge is Jose Gonzalez, the founder of Latino Outdoors, an organization that aims to increase the Hispanic community's contact with the outdoors. He was in Laramie this week to speak at the University of Wyoming, and he joined me in the studio. He says it wasn't always his dream to run an organization like this. But as an undergraduate student, he worked with an outdoor education program for migrant students.
And it was fantastic to work with them because so many of them, this was their first time sleeping under the stars, right, to having a camp out. It might have been their first time being away from their families for more than a day and to do this in an outdoor setting. So it was such a culturally relevant and illuminated experience. And I thought, I want to do more of this. And so because of that, as I went into graduate school, and I still work with the program, and one of the instructors from the program said, Jose, I want to be able to do this. Like, I want to do this as a career. Who should I talk to? Like, where should I join? Where do I find out more information, right? What's the community in this? And I told him, I don't know. The question was always like, I can think of the top five outdoor, even conservation organizations in the U.S., right? And I can think of the top five just Latino organizations in the U.S. But where the overlap happened for me was just like, where is it? And so it's fascinating to step into that space and say, well, we're here. Like, let's create it.
What are some of the barriers that maybe you've experienced or that you've seen with other people in the Latino community, barriers to experiencing nature and taking advantage of it?
Some of them may be expected barriers like transportation, for example, or cost of equipment or even just access. But that's not true. The idea is not to like say, well, that's a barrier for everybody. So let's just provide transportation and that fixes it, right? Or let's just pay for all the passes and like that fixes it. Because we also are dealing with barriers in terms of perceived barriers, but also cultural misunderstandings. So if we have a Latino family that's visiting a national park for the first time, what's the sense of welcome that they have from park staff, for example? What's their sense of feeling that they belong there because of the family practices that they, you know, they're out here in a park and they want to enjoy it in a social environment. But if all of a sudden they get this perception that that's not how we do that in a park, well, then I don't want to come back.
What are some of the things that Latino Outdoors, your organization, is doing to sort of help bridge this gap and introduce the Latino community to more of the outdoors?
So with Latino Outdoors, we're doing a couple things. You know, one of our strengths is our social media. So on Instagram, at Latino Outdoors, for example, and on Twitter, at Latino Outdoors, on Facebook. We want our storytelling to be narrative, but also visual, because we want to make sure that we assert the positive narratives about how Latino communities already value and enjoy the outdoors, how they've done it for generations. And that makes a difference, because that visual representation engages others. And they're like, wow, like this mom and their children are hiking this trail. Like, that looks cool. I want to go do that too. And then the other aspects to that is, where possible, we work to get the families and communities out, just so that we can see, well, what is the barrier here? If it's just a barrier and invitation, let's work with the invitation.
I wanted to ask you about the growing Latino population in the United States and what kind of agency they might hold in politics and getting involved on this grounds level, you know, as that part of the population, it expands and it becomes a bigger voice in the conversation that's happening about the outdoors and conservation.
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. So the demographics are here, right? So those aren't going to change in terms of, you may live in communities or states where it may not be as present as you think it might be.
Like Wyoming.
Yeah, like Wyoming. But Wyoming still has strong Latino communities. A classic example is Jackson Hole, right? Up to 30% Latino. And people may not realize that or know or understand that. Or they may not see them and say, how can this be 30% Latino if I don't see them? But they're there. Like, we're there. And it's that idea of like, we're here. Estamos aquí. To frame that as a sense that this is a good thing, this is positive, this isn't meant to be a terrifying or zero-sum game type of work. This is an opportunity to work together and say, how can we build on the conservation successes of the past? And conservation broadly defined, because there's conservation in terms of a hunter's perspective, We have Latino hunters, anglers, and outdoor enthusiasts throughout the West, that they have those same connections and values to what a lot of Western communities have. At the same time, it's that idea of, if you want to have conservation successes at the state level and at the national level, you know, what does the Latino buy-in look like? And that's what, with Latino Outdoors, we're working on some policy issues as well. Because as we've seen with like state and federal elections, Latinos can swing the vote. Latinos can also sit out the vote. In some places like California, when that happens, we lose some conservation successes. But when they are present, we have some conservation wins. And so that's just going to be the truth and the fact for the next 20 to 30 years.
Thank you, Jose Gonzalez, founder of Latino Outdoors. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Great. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.